Joining us on the stage here from the 11th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention, the great Chris Chelios is with us.
Thank you.
Well, what's interesting about that, now, there's a young man here chanting USA, because you are actually an assistant coach on Team USA, are you not?
Yeah.
You were in 2018.
Well, Tony Granato, another Chicago native, he was head coach this year over in South Korea. Yeah, and it was great working with Tony. I've known him a lot of years, played with him on a few USA teams, and great experience as always, even as a player. You know, really lucky and fortunate to be chosen for the team. And again, coaching it, I just jumped at the opportunity. It was a great experience. Unfortunately, lost in that shootout, but I guess it was fun working with Tony.
So you'll be announced today as an official ambassador for the Hawks here, and boy, are we happy to have you back here in Chicago where you belong. And you left a similar role in Detroit and exited graciously there, but got to be good to come home and be in this capacity.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, very seldom have I had to make decisions based on family decisions and stuff, but it was time to come home. You know, my mom's here, sister, brother, and the timing was perfect. I've had such a great relationship with Rocky Wirtz, John McDonough over the years, and I think this is a great way to reintroduce myself as a Blackhawk and get ready for the season.
So, Chicago born and raised, right?
Yep.
Evergreen Park.
Yep.
And this, you know, when you became, I'm not going to tell you how badly you broke my heart when you became a Red Wing, but it hurt. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
Detroit.
It was not my happiest moment. I mean, there are a few teams, right? If you're a Bears fan, you have this disrespect or this, not disrespect, you have respect, but hatred for the Packers.
And
I think
hatred.
Hawks fans have a similar kind of feeling about the Red Wings. And we were just talking to Jonathan Toews, I'm just going to drop a name for you there, about the fact that it kind of sucks that we're now in different conferences. You know?
Yeah, for sure. You miss the rivalries that we had all those years.
That's a great rivalry.
Yeah, and the Joe Louis being one of the oldest, or the oldest building, that they're not oldest building, but the one that really had that feeling of an older arena. But we do miss it. I think that, you know, the Chicago fans for sure miss those road trips, and I know I do. But, you know, it happens, and maybe someday they'll realign again. But it made sense, and I feel Chicago should be in the East. It'd be great, but, you know, you guys are selling out buildings all over the country, so the league needs that, too.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you about Las Vegas here. What did you make? You know, from the players, I'm not really getting what I think is the true story here, which is the Las Vegas flu. I mean, these guys go in. They had an amazing season, but it's a great team. They had a chip on their shoulder, great young kids, new organization, amazing facilities. But, that's a Vegas thing. I don't know. Have you ever been to Vegas, Chris?
I don't go anymore, I'll tell you that. I got sick of it pretty quick over the course of my career. But, no, I mean, they did change the waiver draft a little bit, so they'd have a little bit more of an advantage that way. And they didn't want a team to just come in and fail, you know, its first year. And it's all Hollywood and glitter. You've seen the beginning of the games. And they were consistent all year. You know, if they can keep that up, it is amazing. They got a bunch of, you know, second-line guys, and they got that throughout their whole lineup. So I'm glad they didn't win it. You know, it was great they rallied around the shooting and what they did for the city and how they pulled together. But, you know, I think it would have been a disaster for Ovechkin to lose that in the finals.
As they said, it's a really good year for Russians in Washington. But I think Ovechkin is a guy who really, 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 you know, that's one of those guys I wanted to see.
Yeah, I liked him. Right? And it was just like, it seemed like an old-school North American-style series, physical. It was a great playoff. The only thing better would have been the Hawks in there. So.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, what do you see here in terms of this season? What are you excited about?
I think one of those seasons, it's happened to Tampa. It's happened to Boston. Those teams just went through a year there where things didn't go right, injuries, and just it was one of those years for the Hawks, and they could be right back in the finals again next year as the way it looks. Obviously, they got the skill level and the players to do it. It just happens, and I don't think they've lost any confidence. Hopefully, you know, Crawford will be back healthy, and that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
So you saw what happened when Price went down with Montreal. It's just the goalie's he's the backbone and starts there. So especially a goalie like Corey Crawford.
As a player, can that be motivational to not make the playoffs after so many years of being total rock stars in the league? I mean, obviously disappointment. You put that behind you, and now you say, hey, do you get hungrier? Does it motivate you?
Absolutely. Like winning, once you get, it's contagious, and you don't want to lose. You hate to lose. So I think these guys have a lot to prove, and I think they're going to try and do that this year with the fans. I don't think the fans by no means Canes have bailed on them. They're,
no.
You know,
oh,
they got
no.
the greatest
Absolutely
fans.
Not.
I don't know. I don't know if you walked through here yet, Chris. But
still the best fans in the world, out. Right here.
Pretty obvious the Chicago fans over the course of you know this last 11, 12 years, even before that, even the '90s,
sure.
they've been great. So yeah, I'm like, hopefully I could. I've never won the Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks. It was the only blemish I would say on my career. But now at least I have that opportunity to be with the organization and hopefully see them win the cup
Absolutely.
And be part of it.
And you did get a couple of cups in your career, Chris. I want to talk to you a little bit about your longevity. We just had Alex DeBrincat, who would have to play until about 2075 to match your career. Even Jonathan Toews, who just turned 30, would have to play another 16 seasons.
Yeah.
How were you able to do that and maintain the consistency and still play at an elite level?
Well, you know what they say, no brain, no headache. So I was never a thinker. You know, it was just my job. You know, I felt that I'd just go to the rink, do my thing, and I loved it so much, and it wasn't a job to me. And again, I thought in Chicago there that last year or two, I thought I was done. I really did. Mm-hmm. It was just I couldn't carry the load anymore, and it was that point in my career, instead of playing 25 to 30, mm-hmm. I just got lucky enough that I went to a team with so much depth, and I was able to play that 15 to 20 minutes.
Sure.
And I didn't have to uproot my family. Most guys end their careers, you know, at the end. And to me, I went to Atlanta for that last stint, and I sat on the bench one game and figured, you know what, I'd rather be with my family sitting on the bench playing 7 minutes a game. So that was it. So I was just lucky my last 10 years of my career was with one team mm-hmm. and didn't have to move.
And what about the restaurant game? You going to up the restaurant game
here
in Chicago?
Going on there?
Again?
We're all
Boy,
expecting that.
I got
that.
Big news for you in about 3-4 months. So.
Who are we going to tell?
Okay, no more Chelly's
Chili. Just
between us. No more Chelly's Chili. We're going to call Chelly's Cantina. We're going Mexican.
Nice.
I love Mexican.
About
that?
I love Mexican, there we go. Too.
But we'll still have the chili, you know, chili dogs. And I know what type of food, you know, my crowd likes. So it'll be a little bit of that touch on Madison Street I had also.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Excellent.
That's
fun.
Awesome.
So, all right. And now you begin, obviously, we're, you know, this event starts the season for us. Are there guys that you're looking at on this team, anybody specifically that you got really high hopes for, the young kids?
You know what? I'm not actually too familiar with the D. The forwards, I mean, so many skilled players up front. And it's just finding that right chemistry. But I've got to be honest with you. When I did the games, and I haven't watched as much hockey since I haven't been coaching. So I've been out of touch with that. But again, now I'm looking forward to learning, you know, the young prospects going to Rockford. You know, I know John McDonough travels quite a bit. So it's just down the road. And my son's going to be in Grand Rapids. So I'll see a lot of those games, too. So
is he going to college there? Is
part
he?
Of the
no,
Red
no.
Wings.
He actually signed with the Red Wings. He's been in the American League for a couple of years. So I was kind of hoping, you know, this happened kind of.
Oh, wow.
Everything. That's the only bad thing that's happened. I've been following him a little bit. He's been with Charlotte. But it's okay. He's still, you know, got a
that's
chance.
That's a great building up there in Grand Rapids.
It's a great. It's one of the best places to play in the minors.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to going on the road and watch them and seeing the Hawks' young prospects. And, you know, I met Joel Quenneville for the first time, you know, since I signed with the Hawks. And he's asking me for some input. So.
Let me ask you a question. Does he scare you as much as he scares me?
He's got to look. But, no, I played against him. I was never scared of him.
Well, when you play against him, it's one thing. Yeah.
Well, he's a great guy,
When the mustache starts to twitch, I figure someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
the intensity in the eyes, and then you're not sure if he's smiling or not because the mustache. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's absolutely in his eyes. He's got the
right
look.
He's got that King Kong Korab kind of take about him, right? And it's sort of like you see that. And, you know, the guys have a nickname like King Kong. You just don't mess with him.
No.
That's just the way it goes. All right, Chelly, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. Chris Chelios, the great Chris Chelios, back with the Chicago Blackhawks as an ambassador.